Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Tom Petty bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Daniel Gorfine is our guest, our new friend, soon-to-be old friend. We'll get him back another day. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's VP of External Affairs and Associate General Counsel at OnDeck, OnDeck.com, and he and a number of other, also adjunct professor at Milken Institute, I should say, and part of the Innovative Lending Platform Association, OnDeck is, which I'm very proud of them for creating, which is helping to educate business owners on the process of educating themselves about borrowing money. And I hope you'll focus, Daniel, I hope you're going to focus on helping them understand a capitalization strategy, because this is really important. That's one of the things I try to focus on here, is don't just borrow money, don't just look for investors. Develop a capitalization strategy that helps you manage the whatever resources you have, whether it be your own retained earnings or cash flow or whatever it might be, right?
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's very important for small businesses to be thoughtful as to how they finance their businesses and really understanding what are your needs. What are you going to be using capital for? And having very defined strategies around that, make sure that you're responsible in the way you approach capital or credit.
Now, OnDeck is one of the top online lending institutions. What are you guys doing? How do you deal with this individually when a customer, when a prospect comes to you and is looking for capital? How does that process start?
Yes, yeah, so the primary way is through our online platform, so OnDeck.com. Small businesses are able to come to our website. You can get a lot of information about our product offerings there. And then you're able to actually apply for credit in sometimes less than 10 minutes. One of the things that's really impressive about what we're bringing to market is the ability to decision a small business in a short period of time and potentially fund the business within 24 hours. We've actually lent more than $4 billion to date to Main Street small businesses. So we very much look at this as a partnership with our customers and want to work with our customers to make sure that we remain their solution and their source of capital as their businesses grow and develop.
Talk to us about the difference in performance-based lending and credit-based lending.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we determined, especially post-financial crisis, is a lot of traditional lenders have viewed small business lending through the lens of the personal credit score of the small business owner. So essentially focusing a lot of energy on underwriting the small business owner. Our innovation in terms of credit analysis is to say we actually think it's more important to understand and assess the health of the actual small business entity. So through our online platform, we have something called the OnDeck Score, which when an applicant applies, we process more than 2,000 different data points in order to generate a score that really does match to the health of the small business. So we're going to look at things like business performance, business credit. We're going to be looking at your bank balances, your bank statements. And we're going to be aggregating all of this in order to get a better sense and snapshot of the health of your business at the point of time that you're applying for credit.
How much? One of the things that I've never been crazy about credit scoring, Daniel, to be honest with you. And the reason was in the past. I'm talking about up to now. And the reason is because there's no algorithm designed to take into consideration the character of the small business owner. And that's the reason why I've always leaned towards local community banks, because they typically don't use credit scoring to make their final decision. They give people that there is a factor in their decision for the character of the individual. Do your data points accomplish that at all?
Well, our relationship with our customers is less in the form of underwriting where we believe that the way we're approaching credit assessment is greatly expanding access to capital. But what we do is have a very high-touch system matched with kind of the technology-based lending platform. And what I mean by that is we have large customer service teams that do spend a fair amount of time with many of our customers who are looking to access credit. So that way they're able to talk through what the different types of credit offerings we provide and, again, make sure that the credit that's being provided is the right fit for the particular business need or use case. But relative, I mean, I would completely agree with you that as you look at traditional lending, it became increasingly focused on that personal credit score. And we don't think that's the right proxy for the health of the actual small
so
business.
You, so and the way you're doing it, if I'm correct me if I'm wrong here, but the way you're doing it, it you actually are catching some folks who would fall through the credit score net at a local bank. You're catching those folks because just because they don't have a perfect credit score, but they are performing in their business on the way to a better credit score, you're catching some of those folks and helping them out. Am I correct in that?
That's absolutely right. I mean, when I say we've lent more than $4 billion to date, I mean, a lot of that is because of post-financial crisis, seeing traditional lenders set back from Main Street small business lending. And then once you are a customer, we do report your performance on your business credit report so that you're able to develop a virtuous cycle, if you will, enhance your credit, and, you know, potentially have access to different forms of credit as you grow.
Give us a website quickly, Daniel.
Yes, it's ondeck.com.
Also, innovativelending.org, right, for the platform.
And for the trade association, that's right, it's innovativelending.org.
Hey, Daniel, will you come back another day?
I would love to.
Daniel Corfine, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.